The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus addressed this parable to them. "What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until he finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found the coin that I lost.' In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the greatest highlights for me when we went on a pilgrimage was this young lady. She was with us. She was not a Catholic, but someone invited her and she accepted to join us on a pilgrimage. The very first day we celebrated Mass, no, the second day, during communion. So she came, she crossed her hands to receive the blessing. Then I blessed her and touched my hand on her forehead. She felt something. Then after Mass, she came to me. She said, "Oh, Father, I'm not a Catholic, but I noticed something today, that when you blessed me and touched my forehead, there was a kind of something that happened in her body." I smiled. I told her, "That is the Holy Spirit." The second day, it repeated again. She came back. And she told me, "Oh, it happened again today." I smiled again. I told her, "Jesus is inviting you to return back to become a Catholic." She said, "Hmm." Then, 3 days before we started coming back, when I realized that people were so weak and tired, so we conducted a healing service. So during the healing service, she saw how people were slain in spirit when I was raising my hands on them and praying for them. And afterwards, she came back, she said, "Oh, Father, there is something in you that is really drawing me, that you have told me to become a Catholic, but I will pray for it. But it seems that there is something in this Catholic Church. After that, I was very happy that at least someone is thinking of returning back to the church. Someone is thinking of becoming a Catholic because of the experience she had. In Christianity, God looks for us. God is not just there relaxing, waiting for you. While he waits, he reaches out in so many ways. That was why in the gospel of today, the Pharisees were complaining, "Oh, Jesus, why is it that sinners were following you?" And he told them this parable, reminding them that he came for the sinners. And there is always joy when someone returns back to the fold. So today's gospel, my dear friends in Christ, challenges all of us to go out, bring people back, remind them of the love of God, remind them of the mercy of God, remind them that no matter how they feel that they are away from God, that God wants them to come back home. This is whom God is. He is not there to judge us, to condemn us, to whip us. No. Patiently, he is waiting for us because of the tremendous love God has for humanity. Remember, in the Old Testament, Adam and Eve sinned against God. And because of that, God was angry and denied them of that opportunity of being in the garden. But even at that, God did not wait until humanity returns back to reconcile with him. Instead, he sent his son to come and die for humanity, to reconcile humanity with God. This is whom God is. He loves us. He is a merciful Father. So no matter how we have distanced ourselves, let us return back to him. He's there waiting for us, like the parable of the prodigal son. When the son of this man went away, while they waste time, did all kinds of things, still the eyes of the father was out there waiting until the son returned back. And when the son returned, there was great joy. There was feast. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us pray for the grace of God to understand that we have a mission as followers of Christ. And our mission is to look for those lost souls, to remind them of the great love that Jesus has for them, and also to encourage them to return back. What Jesus wants us is availability. If we make ourselves available, he will use us as his instruments, because it is not about us. It is about him. He will give you the grace. He will put in your mouth what you will say. What he needs is, are you ready as a Christian? May God continue to bless us. And may his words keep transforming our lives. Amen. Please may we rise.